Dorlisa Adams hanging out with us on today to talk about an organization that comes to us very highly recommended on today. First of all, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
We're hanging in there. Tell us about how COVID-19 has affected your life so far in 2020.
Yeah, so far, I mean, there's been some changes, and so I'm just finding, you know, the balance in that and pushing through. That's all we can do. Keep God first and keep pushing.
I know that's right. Let's talk about your organization that you want to let the Midlands know about. Tell us the name of it, first of all.
Visions of Women is the name of the nonprofit organization that I started in 2014. On college campus, but what we're doing is we are raising awareness towards domestic violence through education support and leadership and promoting healthy relationships. So I have three programs I would like to share with you today.
Okay, go ahead.
So the first program is called Vow Girls League. And so we know that kids are online learning about healthy, about relationships that are not so healthy online. And sometimes those types of things can transpire, you know, not to being so healthy, but it's glamorized and they're looking at it. So through our Vow Girls League, again, for youth age girls, we are serving three different age groups. So that's ages 10 to 12, 13 to 15, and 16 to 18. This program also serves as a year-long mentorship program. During the summer, we're teaching girls about healthy relationships for their self, family, and friends. And girls who complete this seven-week program also receive a certificate of completion. And so our next program is called Visions of Women Organization on College Campus. And that's for college students. So we know that 43% of dating college women report experiencing violent and abusive dating behaviors, including physical, sexual, and verbal abuse, and also abuse on social media. So through this program, we are teaching preventive measures to stay out of abusive relationships and be in healthy relationships by setting boundaries and knowing the signs of abuse. Young ladies also have the opportunity to receive a scholarship to help them with books and other necessities for school. And also, they're learning information about advocacy work in the domestic violence field. Some of my girls have also had the opportunity to be on their college Title IX school board. And, you know, they also have the opportunity to have training in domestic violence to build their knowledge on the role as a domestic violence advocate. And lastly, we have our women's support groups that are online, free of service for ages 19 and up. And studies show that it takes a woman at least 7 times to leave their abusive relationship. And some of those reasons can be because of finances. So our support groups are a safe place for women to learn about economic, emotional, sexual, physical, and psychological abuse. And so when they join these support groups, they receive resources to create a safety plan for helpful ways to leave their abusive relationship when they are ready.
Wow. I want to ask you two quick questions because, of course, all that's relevant. I mean, and I'm sure it's even more relevant right now, people, believe it or not, during this COVID-19 thing that we are dealing with. But two things real quick. First of all, what would you say is the glaring thing? Is there one thing that you could say that's the thing that's telling you this is something you need to get out of?
Yes, most definitely. Because the abuser, you know, they tend to use power and control in their relationships. So if the victim is scared, they feel like they may be walking, treading lightly, can't say anything, or they can't voice their opinion or tell the abuser, you know, how they're feeling without the abuser becoming enraged and attacking them. Yeah. You know, those are definitely some signs. So if you're afraid of your partner, that's a big red flag.
Yeah, yeah. And the other thing that came to mind as I was listening to you talk is that, of course, my background is in hip-hop and R&B. And it seems to me, you know, I'm not as engaged in it like I used to be, but it seems to me that today's hip-hop both female and male seem to center around bad relationships. So how in the world do you get people to see that either that is an example of a bad relationship or that's just not real because it's a song or a video?
Right. And a lot of times that's the culture of hip hop, you know, and so it's looked at as being this cool thing. But if your life is being threatened or in danger, then that, you know, that's a problem. And so you want to make sure that you are setting those boundaries for yourself. Unfortunately, with that culture, you know, we see it from time to time. You know, just recently, and I was talking about this last week on my Facebook page, we see the Megan Thee Stallion case with, you know, Tory Lanez and him shooting her in the foot. Mm. And so when you see stuff like that, and then you see some people idolizing that by, you know, picking on it and making light of that situation, you know, it's not cool. It's dangerous. And so we need to educate our community. We need to let them know that the resources are available if they need help, whether it's as training, again, prevention tools, and helping our teens and women who, and, you know, again, talking to male and females here, mm-hmm. because there are females that abuse, there are males that abuse. So we need to let them know that it's not okay to do those things. Love shouldn't hurt. And so we want to take those preventive measures and put that information out there.
There you go. Tell everybody once again the name of the organization and how they can find you and get in contact with you for more information.
Yes, so again, it's called Visions of Women, and you can call me or text 803-994-9139, and you can find us on Facebook and Instagram at Visions of Women.